shows.
Who are here today? we seem to be lacking a quorum as members. So the whip is trying to facilitate that we get a quorum. That's why he stepped out of the room. I guess in the meantime, we must just get the introduction of everybody who's here before we proceed. But in terms of our agenda, we're going to start with the adoption of the report, and then the second item will be on the responses by the department on the bill. So I'm going to start with Judy. If you can, Judy, introduce yourself, and then until up to a gentleman here next to Honorable Pede.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Judy Beaumont. I'm the recently appointed DDG at Oceans and Coasts. I'm taking over from Dr. Monde Maekisa. Thanks.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, and good morning to all the Honorable Members. My name is Qobani Popose. I'm the Director for Ocean Conservation Strategies. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, and good morning to the Honorable Members. My name is Sobahle Somhlaba, and I'm from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Member. I am Mandisile Mkut. I'm from the Department of Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries. Thank you.
You know, when you introduce yourself, you must tell us what you do there in the department. Just imagine, just say I'm from so department of so and so. You are, when you are an official, you are appointed by a title. There are certain responsibilities you perform there. So you don't just become a general, you know, anything in the department. So I'm just saying for others who are going to come, when you introduce yourself, tell us and who you are and your position in your department.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I'm a fisheries scientist at Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I am the Deputy Director of Marine Resources Management. We are responsible for issuing of permits and permit conditions within DAF. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Andrea Benesida. I'm also at the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, specifically in the Operation Pakisa Aquaculture Delivery Unit. Thank you.
What is your position there?
Apologies, Operations Manager for the Delivery Unit.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Masa Chika Kamau. I am I'm Acting Director for Sustainable Aquaculture Management, and this unit basically is responsible for environmental impact assessments, for food safety in the aquaculture sector, for aquatic animal health, which does the veterinary services for aquatic for marine aquaculture farms, and also we are responsible for all the authorizations, which are the permits and the rights for the activity.
In the Department of Agriculture.
Good morning. My name is Soraya Williams, and I'm a Principal State Law Advisor in the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. We are responsible for certifying the legislation before it's introduced in Parliament.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honourable Members. I'm Bionia Khorwadbom, and I am a State Law Advisor in the Department of Justice as well.
Good morning, Chair, Honourable Members. My name is Bello Bakis. I'm in the Minister's Office. I'm a Deputy Director in the Office of the Minister, Environmental Affairs, and coming in for Buliwe Dibongo, who is the parliamentary officer in the office of the DG servicing this officer, meeting today.
Morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Errol Makov. I'm parliamentary officer in the Minister's office.
Morning, Chair and Members. My name is Eri Masenya. I'm the Media Liaison Officer, Strong Parliamentary Liaison Officer, Office of the Deputy Minister of Environmental Affairs.
Good morning, Honourable Chair. My name is Oluwole Kemisola. I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. I'm a monitor.
Good morning, Honourable Chair. I am Manager of Policy and Stakeholder Relations at Oceana Group. Thank you.
We didn't hear you.
Oh, you want me to repeat myself?
Do you want to introduce yourself? Or?
Oh, maybe the mic was off. Okay. Good morning, Honourable Chair. My name is Karabo Motana. I am from Oceana Group. I am the Manager of Stakeholder Engagement and Public Policy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Oceana Group.
I am Scott Newarts, Content Advisor for this Portfolio Committee, Honourable Chair and Members. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Natim Jemani. I'm a Parliamentary Media Advisor for this committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We thank you for your introduction. So we'll start with the first item, which is the report. Do we have a quorum? We are short of what? One member. Can be two. There can be two. Six. Leg. So we are fine now, we've got a quorum. Are we not 10? 9. Oh, we're 9. So if we're 9, 5 is a quorum. But we're 6 now. Okay. There is a report that has been circulated to members regarding our interaction with the Northwest Provincial Government of Rural Environment and Agricultural Development and the MEC of the department regarding the donation that the province made on wildlife to private individuals. We, honourable members, will remember that we had decided that this is going to be a joint report with the Portfolio Committee on DAF. And when we met with them, the chairperson raised the various concerns about both the process that was followed and the fact that they were not involved in most of the meeting. So we had to adjourn. Subsequent to that, we consulted with the office of the chair of committees, Frolic. Consulted with Frolic himself, and we got advice that this report should be the report of the Portfolio Committee, because this matter was initiated by this Portfolio Committee. It falls within the competence of the committee. And the fact that some members of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture were not present in some of the meetings makes it difficult for all of them to own up to the report, to be their report, which was very clear from our discussion at that point. So I did consult with the chairperson, and we both agreed that we must accept the advice of Mr. Frolic and process this report as our report, because in any case, it is our report. It was initiated by us. We were all there when we engaged in the three meetings that we had, the two meetings with the MEC and the department, officials from the department, and the last meeting we had with the scientist. And the honorable members, I'm sure, have noticed that there was nobody from the other portfolio committee. So we have to process this as our own. So we then revised it here and there, and we took out any reference. I'm not sure whether it's still there. If it is still there, members must just indicate so that we take any reference to the joint report. But when I discussed with Dr. Scott, Dr. Scottney, we also agree that there must be a reference to the fact that we did invite the committee, and then some of them, not all, attended two of our meetings. So that must just be reflected in the report. And we did ask for a written legal opinion. There is an official who was assigned from Parliament Legal Services. Unfortunately, the feedback that we got from that section was that they are occupied, so they were not able to give us that urgent legal opinion. So we thought that let's proceed on the basis that those areas where we thought we needed legal opinion on them, we adopt, but we subject that to the legal opinion that will be coming. So the report is in front of you, honorable members. Basically, it's the same report, except that yesterday when we carefully looked at the report with Doc, we realized that there is a matter that we did not put under the resolution, because on the observations and findings, we did note that this committee was misled, especially on the question of a game donation policy. If members remember that, we were told that this thing was done in line with the game donation policy. And the policy that we were given was not signed, there was no date when it was approved. We could not get answers on that. And subsequently, when we met with the scientist, Mr. Nell was very categoric to say that draft policy was done by him. It was never approved as far as he's concerned. So somebody misled Parliament in as far as that is concerned, and there are consequences for that, for misleading of Parliament. So we thought that that item also must just be on the resolutions of the committee. So I think on the resolution, the first bullet point will just be 6.1, and the second one 6.2, just like that. Can I get comments? Doc, maybe just to check with you, because I wasn't able to do it this morning. Did you receive anything from the legal services?
No, Chair.
they told us that I think we will receive it this week, actually.
Okay. All right. So that's the report. But in any case, if you look at the second bullet point on the resolution, it does say that before this is implemented, we need to get a legal opinion. So I think we're covered there. Okay, any comment? Honorable Padden?
There was just a couple of spelling mistakes I pointed out last time that haven't been corrected. I think if I could just bring it to whoever's attention, I don't know who's...
To Dr. Watts.
Page
please
six.
Note them, Doc.
Page 6. Buffalo's in 2.3 is spelled incorrectly. Middle of the paragraph of 2.3 on page 6. And then on page 11, bullets number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just a few, I think it should read, did the department have the capacity to check, it doesn't need a comma there, if the desired private farm had a suitable habitat to nurture the donated game. So we take out the comma. Had they received other requests for game, and I think it should read donations, at the time Sogba made his request. And there's another comma that can come out. These are, I mean, they're just minor things, but I think they should be changed too.
Okay. Yeah, they must be changed. Did you get that, Doc?
I got on that three. The buffers is corrected now. And
okay. There's another one.
Page 11. Did you get that, Doc?
I'm getting there right now. Page 11. Bullet number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did the department have the capacity to check, take out the comma?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next sentence, had they received other requests for game donations? I think it should read donations, if everyone's in agreement with me. At the time Sogba made its request, and then take out that comma.
Game donation is fine. Isn't it? We're talking of game. Okay. So must we take out the game, ne? And leave the donation?
No. I'm saying donations.
Game donations.
Just an S, Chair.
S, okay. Oh, okay.
That's done, yeah?
Honorable Edwards?
Then, Doc, on page 16, bullet 5, says Buffalo's one spelled correctly, the other one's not.
Bullet number
5. Okay, Honorable Khadebe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Yes.
For me, there is no major change in the report as far as that we have to remove the part where we mentioned the DAF department. Otherwise, for me, Chair, with the exception of the corrections of the spelling that were mentioned by my colleagues, I would therefore move that we adopt the report, subject that we get a legal opinion, which will affect the resolution that were taken by the portfolio. Thank you, Chair.
All right. The adoption of the report has been moved. The issue of the legal opinion is already embedded in the resolutions. Ennis, moved by Honorable Khadebe, seconded by Honorable Kekana. I see your hand.
Thanks very much, Chair, and apologies for that. I seconded.
Okay, thank you very much. Any objection?
I'm just saying that Doc is saying that probably the legal opinion will be by weekend. We don't necessarily know the implications of that legal opinion, and we're rising now, meaning that upon your interaction with the that input coming from the legal officials, depending on what is the implication, you may need to bounce with us, and if perhaps we need to seek, unless if we would, it will wait until we come back. All I'm saying is there may be a need to relook into what then needs to be done.
Okay.
Well, I'm just cautioning that we may need to take into consideration that it may not then be submitted to Parliament then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We will then wait before we ATC the report. And if the legal opinion, particularly on who should carry the cost of the relocation, because that's specific, that request. And if it has got any material bearing on that resolution, we may have to delay ATCing the report and then come back and amend and adopt and then proceed with it. But everything else is fine, it's adopted, the report as it is. In any case, it's subjecting to legal opinion. Okay, so thank you very much. Can we get to the second item on the responses by the department on the bill? I was told that the lady who was almost central in the drafting of this bill, and who was with us, I think, on a couple of occasions during the public hearing, is not available. She's apologized. And I was asking Judy now, because Judy is the new head of that branch, whether do we have anybody from their legal services who was responsible or who was part of drafting of the bill. And it looks like there's nobody from so it looks like the lady, the chief director, what's her name?
Radia.
She is the one who was central in the drafting of the bill. She was just working with the colleagues from other section, but from legal, she was the one. Now, I was just thinking of whether is it desirable for us to proceed looking at all the responses in the absence of a key person in the process of drafting. If we suggest anything as a committee, which has got some, which requires some legal input, are we not going to have a situation where she comes back at the later stage to say no, but it must be done like this. And then we're back to square one. I know that there's somebody from state law advised us, but they were not involved in the actual drafting of the bill. So I don't know what are we going to do. But I did say to Jody yesterday, I'm worried, man. Every time we meet as a committee, key people who are supposed to be there are not there for one or other reason. Because when we sit and finalize issues, we should not get a situation where we're told that no, the person who was supposed to give us this input was not there, now she's available and this is her views. You know. Because, you know, when we were in Durban, there were quite a number of issues which were raised. And then I left the podium, I went to speak to her. And indeed it was clear from our discussion that there are certain, you know, sticky issues, contentious issues, which we need to be briefed on for us to be able to take a decision. And now she's not here, and we are proceeding. I don't know what members will say, but you know, if we schedule a meeting and the people who are supposed to be there are not there, we must be told so that we reschedule. We save the time for members. It was yesterday with somebody, the National Air Quality Officer, who's very keen the approval. In fact, she's the only one given the powers to approve the postponements, which it's a matter of, it's quite a serious issue. And then she was just given leave to go to some coaching session. She could not come to Parliament. And we only got to be told on the morning of the colloquium that she's not around. Now, today, Radia is not here. The chief director in the legal services branch of the department. The actual drafter of this bill that we're dealing with today. She went to study leave on Monday. It's Thursday today. We only got to know this morning when we were here that she's not around. We had meetings on Tuesday. Yesterday we had a colloquium. We could have been told we're going to cancel this thing so that members can reschedule, so that we don't have to come here and waste our time. You know, I understand that we've got a director from Oceans and Coast, but we are dealing with legislation here. We are dealing with a law. And this requires lawyers, a lawyer who drafted this thing to be here. So I don't know what this thing is called now. Because when I say we are not being taken serious, it's like I'm just being difficult. But this is not on. This is completely, completely not on. Judy, and I'm worried that on both occasions it's yourself who's there. Why should we always be so frustrated when we're supposed to do our job? I mean, we've done an excellent job. The officials were there from the department. Everybody was there. We crisscrossed the country. We went and met with the communities, with stakeholders. Everything was fine. Just towards the end, when we were supposed to complete our job, now we get this situation. I don't know what members feel that we still need to proceed under this and get the responses. But what if there are proposals to change? What, how are we going to treat those proposals? Because we need to be told about the implications of changing one clause. How is it going to impact on the rest of the bill? So I don't know whether you've got something to say, Judy, before the members can come in.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and I think, I need to apologize for the situation. As you know, the team has been working together, Kobani and Radia and the team have been working together. I do understand your concern about the need for the specialist legal advice. I think our understanding today was that we would be reporting back on the comments received and the overall response by the department. And also the response by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, because a number of the issues relate to forestry and fisheries, well, relate to fisheries specifically. So the responses from the department have been crafted together with the legal expert, Radia. And Kobani and Radia have worked hand in hand in that process. So, Honourable Chair, we were hoping that we could at least give you that, give the Honourable Members the feedback, and that the more detailed discussions on the actual legal possible adjustments to the bill would take place at a further session.
Okay. I'm told there is a colleague from an official from legal services. Are you able to advise us on how to proceed now in this situation? Because my understanding was that we are going to look at the responses and then as the committee make our comments and then we are done. So, okay, can we just get some advice how to proceed?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The ultimate decision on how to proceed will obviously be taken by the committee, but the implication is that if in the responses of the department there are policy implications that come from deliberation of the committee, the department will be best placed to respond to such matters, to assist the committee so that when the committee continues to develop its own amendments through the A list from the bill as introduced, it's informed by the responses of the department, especially on policy implications. As it comes to crafting down what the committee has decided after its own deliberations, it's something that we would be able to do between ourselves and the State Law Advisor's Office. regarding receiving the commentary, the responses to the public hearings of the department now, I suppose because the department is here, it would not hurt the committee to receive the responses. And then if there are further questions, then the department could, in consultation with their internal policy people and specialists, respond to such questions.
Okay, what do we do, members? I'm not comfortable with this arrangement. With the sitting, discussing with other people, especially those who are... You know, a bill is drafted by a team, but somebody ultimately is responsible for pioneering it from the beginning to the end. And she was that person, according to my understanding, who should have been here to respond, brief us, and so forth. And I know that Kobad has been with us in some public hearing, responding to the comments. But I also know that there were other areas where he could not be able to respond. But anyway, what are the members saying so that you can go ahead and finalize? Honorable Khadel.
Thank you, Chair. I concur with what you are saying, Chairperson, because we also attended these public hearings and we were aware of what are the issues that were raised. What we all wanted was to see how it's going to affect the bill in itself. If there were comments that were made which have legal implications, we wanted the department to lead us. This is how it's going to affect the legislation. This is how our response to the legal implication. That's how we wanted to see this meeting proceeding. Because that's our anticipation. We had the responses where the department was able to respond. But when it comes to legal implications, that's where the draft of the legislation of this bill is needed to make her input. So that we know exactly where there are legal implications. This is what the route that the department will take in order to ensure that those contributions or from the public hearings are part of the bill, or they can be part of the bill. That's what we are anticipated as a committee, Chairperson, not to go all over again to what went through to the public, because the same response that we'll get from the department are the same response that were given to the community when it comes to the issue of DAF, because it was not part of the... Of our mandate as this department. It was the DAF responsibility. But to the Marine Special Bill, that's where we wanted to have an input of the expert that drafted the bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Makubele and then Honorable Edward.
See, I don't have a lot to say. I actually have questions. Okay, first I've got a concern. I'm just scared that we're going to delay the process a lot. I don't want us to carry on just for the sake of carrying on. But isn't this supposed to come back to committee after deliberations? Aren't Judy as the DDG like the person to give policy direction or whatever, I don't know even what you call it.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
Sorry.
I'm just asking, isn't the DDG, which in this case is Judy, supposed to give policy direction like in this meeting now? Because that's how I understood it. So we're going to go through it and then give direction, then it's got to go back to the department and then it comes back here. That's just how I understood it. I'm just asking, isn't that... I'm just scared that if we go this route, then we're just going to delay it for the sake of delaying.
If we go which route? Sorry, but Doc was whispering.
Doc, hey. No, I'm just teasing. What I said is I don't want to go against what you said. So I've got one concern and one question. My concern is that if we say we do it like you said, then we're delaying the process. So... that's a concern is for delaying it. My question was that isn't the DDG for the specific area, which in this case is Judy, supposed to give policy direction within the sector or the program? So isn't this meeting going to be about direction, as in what's been said, what's been done, how far the department is, et cetera, et cetera? Then it's supposed to go back to the department and come back here. Isn't that the process? I might have understood it wrong, but that's just what I'm asking.
Okay, maybe let me just share before the whip comes what Doc was saying, whispering to me. He was saying that he's gone through the responses, and from the responses, it's apparent that the department is not willing to incorporate some of the comments that came through the public hearing and the submissions. And then there doesn't seem to be a convincing motivation why not. And he also thinks that Radia is necessary, that she must be here so that she can... the committee can be able to engage with her. So I thought I must just relay, because it was not only for me, it was for the meeting.
Thanks, Chair. I think I don't want to water down the fact that Radia is key in the finalization of our discussions, and that will still need that session. I also went through the document yesterday just to see what the responses are and whether most of the issues are covered. But I've realized that, of course, some of the responses are the same to the same questions and so on and so on, and mostly the legal ones. And all those issues that were raised, which were not so relevant to the bill, have not necessarily been captured. And that's where DAF comes in. Now, my suggestion was going to be the following, Chair, that we committed ourselves as the portfolio committee that we'll take the issues that do not fall within our scope of work to the other portfolio committees which are relevant, specifically DAF and so on. Now, I thought here what the officials from DAF will do, which I want to propose, that we listen to them, just to fill us up on their issues, and so that when we package the whole thing and take it to our counterpart political district, we know what we are taking then, what are the issues, and whether there's anything we may need to do ourselves in relation to that information. So that when we come to sit again, they are not bound to come here because of the fact that there was this technicality. If we don't think they will still be relevant to come. But obviously on the comments or the responses from the department, there are issues that we'll want to engage. And I don't think what Doc is saying, that they don't necessarily want to change or necessarily take it, even if it seems like that. But we are within our right to engage the document, engage the issues, for instance, on governance and so on and so on, so that we understand and amend the bill as is before we want to pass it unto law. So that exercise will still happen. But I thought we can allocate an hour or so, just receive the responses from DAF in particular, even if we don't go through this whole thing with DIA. Allocate another time with the DIA to engage when Radia is. I just don't know when Radia is coming back and so on and so on, but that can be clarified even outside the meeting or thereafter. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know what the Honorable Peden is saying and the Honorable Kekana, but from the inputs received, it's quite clear that we can proceed with getting the comments from the department because we need to engage. You see, we... there is a reason why we are called lawmakers. We process legislation. At the end of the day, the law that is going to be passed is not going to be passed by the officials or the department. It's going to be passed by Parliament. So Parliament needs to get an relevant and appropriate advice, especially when we deliberate, so that we understand the pros and cons of anything, the choices that we make, because we are going to have to make choices. Situations where the department has got a view, and then there's a view coming out of the public hearings, we have to make a choice of which way do we go, what are the financial implications, get comments, and take a decision. So we therefore need relevant people to be here. You know, I don't want to get into a discussion where we ask questions and then we don't get the kind of responses that are supposed to be there. And I know Tobani is a very humble and a very dedicated official of the department. And I know that he has got certain strength, but there are certain areas where he would not be able to be of that much assistance. I'm sure he would agree also with us that there are certain areas where he may not be assistant, be of assistance. And Radia was going to be the most appropriate person, relevant person to assist us. We know that, you know that, and I'm sure Judy also know that fact. So we will not be able to proceed with the departmental responses of environmental affairs for that very same reason. So we are going to have to only take DAF, because the officials from DAF are here and they were quite a substantial. In fact, the bulk of the inputs from communities are relating to the issues that relate to DAF. So DAF will brief us. But I don't know what are we going to do about this situation. Shouldn't there be some kind of consequences for not being taken seriously? And I'm posing this question to members, because it's so frustrating that we just waste our time. People know what they are supposed to do. People know that when is this meeting, this is the person who's relevant to go and attend that meeting. And it's not a favor, Judy. It's not that you guys are doing us a favor. It's what you have been employed to do. You know. And when there are difficulties, you communicate with us. We are reasonable people, we look at the request, we will make amendments to our program. If somebody is not around, we cancel. Look for a suitable date. Of course, we are not going to be happy about unavailability, but if somebody, there is something serious that is stopping a person from coming, obviously we are going to reschedule. If somebody is on study leave, there is nothing we can do. We were going to reschedule to when we come again and then get one item that was supposed to deal with that site and put it, move it to today so that we can be productive. But I don't know, this kind of thing, I'm seeing it now. It was not there before. I don't know what is the problem. I think until such time that somebody must take responsibility for all this wastage. Next time the committee will have to decide on that thing. Next time we'll say you must pay for the cost of all this thing that happened here. I'm not saying we're going to do it now. I'm just saying it's for the last time that we get ourselves in this situation, Judy. If you are responsible, the committee will come down very hard on you and say you must do that because it was yesterday and it's now today again. And we can't keep on working like this. It's out of order. It's treating Parliament with disdain. It's not taking care of and being responsible in your area of deployment or employment. So it must come to an end. I don't want to complain again because I don't like complaining a lot. Next time when there is something like this, I will have to convince members to say somebody else must be held accountable in terms of paying for this cost. Look how many people are in this room. We all wasted our time. We came here to come and listen and to engage. And then the person who's supposed to engage with is not here. It's very frustrating. Okay, let's get Duff to... I don't know whether you have prepared responses for us. Are there any...
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Yeah, let's pull it to us.
Duff and I did participate like in the public hearings. Like, initially it was Mr. Jobin who attended, who was in George, Port Elizabeth, East London, up to Port St. John's. And after then he asked me to take over to follow up like, because he was not going to be available in Port Norwood and also in KZN meetings. So I did have some meeting with him brief like this morning. So he told me that it was his understanding that like he had some discussion with the Honorable Chair that the issues which were raised like from this public hearings were going to be taken to DAFO's portfolio committee. Like, on our side, we did take notes, we got all the but as we have indicated, most of the issues like that, they're not much more pertinent to So what we do have the notes, we do understand the issues which were raised, and he told me that like if like those sort of issues like that were, as he said that he could speak with the Honorable Chair are raised like to the Lendo, then they will be able to respond to the portfolio committee like from DAF side. Like that. So we didn't prepare anything, but we do have the notes on the issues like which were raised like during the public hearings like that. I'm not sure whether anybody did answer it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm just laughing with the with the whip here. Okay, you want to say something with oh you'll come.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
it's
before okay. We... Who are you referring to? The other official?
Asanda.
He said he spoke to me.
Yes.
And we've got that agreement.
So that's what you
understand. Okay, we...
No, Chair, obviously, in my mind... I was of the view that even as we received the report from DAF, we're not going to become a portfolio committee on DAF here and entertain the issues here ourselves. All that we wanted was to be filled up as to, because the issues were raised with us and they were frustrating to committees. Wanted to hear whether you were alive to those issues, you understood them. The same way in which they were given to us. Probably what perhaps I need to be saying, Chair, is it was supposed to be us who takes the report to our colleague. Not necessarily you were there, you understood the issues and the feeling, the mood and all of that. That assisted. But it is us who were running the public hearings. It's us who must be content with the issues that were raised, whether they're all covered. To that extent, I wanted to suggest that that report needed not to go there before we even see that indeed these are the issues that emerged and they are now within our portfolio committee. So in that case, that's where our own officials, Dr. Courtney and yourself, needed to generate that report to say these are the issues that came across. And then either through the chairperson, those issues are handed to the portfolio committee on issues of fisheries, or be it issues of licensing, meeting quotas, all of those issues, just to be sure that indeed the issues that emerged as we saw them or we heard them are now in the hands of our counterparts, and they will literally take them to their logical conclusion. So we'll take that comfort. But it was just to understand where we're sitting, because most of those issues that came was as if there are still issues when fisheries is within agriculture and when environment comes, those issues are raised. There are issues there as well wherein we needed to understand how in future we may need to interact. So we thought it would take us to say that these are the following issues that emerged, which the portfolio committee will be faced with. But necessarily it should be through our own chairperson who hands over those issues to the chair of the other committee. Not that we're going to interrogate you as if you are now that portfolio committee, which is simply not working, it's not our turn. Yes.
No, just to say that I did not make any commitment with anybody. I don't even know the gentleman you are referring to. I saw there were people there in the public hearing from DAF. I can't remember. But I know that DAF was represented. I've never had a discussion with any of them. It doesn't work like that. If there's anything that they require, we have got people that we work with in the portfolio committee. They will keep in touch with them to say what is the expectation of the committee. We will give them our expectation. But ordinarily we thought because we are there, you're taking notes, you've got something that you can brief the committee on. And that's the reason why you are here. So I thought that would have been arranged with the committee secretary to say, is there more that we need from the portfolio committee? Not just to be told that somebody had an agreement with the chairperson. I mean, it doesn't work like that. but it's also quite clear that you are also not prepared for us, unless if there is some documentation. You want to come in before she comes off?
Yes, actually, Honorable Makubela is correct when he said that. Let me rephrase. That's why I said I'm supporting your proposal that the meeting shouldn't continue, because of the fact that now we'll be seized with the functions of the DAF portfolio. And now the officials find themselves in the corner now because they don't know how to respond, because the issues that were raised during the public hearings are not form part of the contributions that needs to go to the Marine Special Bill. They has nothing to do with Marine Special Bill. That's why they found it so very difficult how to comment. Because some of the issues that are raised about concessions, fishing rights, fishing permits, are issues that are raised during the portfolio meetings weekly. And they are seized with those functions in their portfolio of DAF. Now when they come to this portfolio, I don't know how they, those issues can be fed in the Marine Special Bill. It seems to be a problem. That's why I supported you initially that this thing must be stopped until we get the inputs of the person who drafted the bill and see how the relevant legal implications that were raised during the public hearings are going to be factored in the Marine Special Bill. Otherwise, we are really putting these honorable officials in a difficult position. And Mr. Makubela, Honorable Makubela is quite correct. We're supposed to take other issues and have a joint meeting with DAF and raise the issues that we felt that are resonating with the community, are burning issues with the community. How are you addressing the issue of the concession? How are you addressing the issue of the permits? Because they came across quite strongly from the community during the public hearing on the political landscape. But for them to respond to this, I think it's, for me, that's my opinion. It's unnecessary. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, you wanted to come in.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members. I think from our side, as my colleague has indicated, we've looked at the issues that were in the report from Environmental Affairs and also from the notes from the Back to Office report, and as has been indicated, these are not new issues and issues that the officials and I'm assuming the Portfolio Committee at DAF is also aware of. I think we're just looking for guidance in terms of how to respond formally to those in terms of your public participation. Do they get included in a report and we can provide that technical response, or does it go via the Portfolio Committee from Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries? In that respect, so we're just sure about the way forward in that regard, so we would appreciate the guidance in terms of that. Thank you.
Okay. So there's guidance that's requested. Honorable Pedder.
Chair, I'm also a little bit confused here because DAF didn't quite know what to bring to this meeting, but of concern to me is that we heard issues that weren't applicable to the full, so we're in agreement with that. But at the same time, there's an obligation to report back to the communities on the issues. Now, there were specific issues for specific areas. You know, the Port Nolloth had their concerns with this, and this one had the next one. So I'm not quite sure. Dr. Scott needs having his own meeting.
Okay. I think I must recognize him from there. You must speak to him.
You ain't got a mic there, Doc. Eh?
No, I'm not so fine. I'm all right.
Chair, I would just also like some clarity or guidance, or call it what you like, but I think there's an obligation to report back, not from us, from this department to those communities and issues, because and I'm not sure how that's done, whether they take the issues to their committee and the committee formulates a response. But if we don't get back to those communities, it actually reflects on our committee, because we're the ones who listened and it was our meeting, and I think it would be failing in our duty if we didn't insist that somehow the communications of those issues, the responses are taken back to those communities. I'm not sure how that's done, but the attendance registers were there, and we have notes of who the leaders of those communities were. So I would like to, I can't insist, but I mean, I would like to propose that that is done, and then we follow up.
Okay. The difficulty is that the public hearings, the bulk of the issues raised concerned DAF, and then DAF has got its own portfolio committee, but it was not DAF portfolio committee that was conducting public hearing. It was us, the Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs, and those issues that people were raising there requires to be responded to in detail. And my understanding was that there are officials who are taking notes
And then out of the notes that the officials were taking, they were then going to prepare a report and then to say this is the responses to all the issues and probably brief us on whatever that was raised there. And then we will then take those issues together with the responses and take them to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. So Doc was saying we are still expected when we adopt the report to reflect on the issues that were raised, and in our recommendation says that this matters be referred there. So it would be better if we refer there. At that point, we also have got responses to those issues. And probably if agriculture thinks that we need to go back with them, the portfolio committee, we can also do that. So we can't direct what should happen to agriculture, because we are environmental affairs. But the fact that the officials are here, I thought that they prepared for us, and then they were also going to brief us on what the issues were and what the responses are, so that at least we are taken on board. I was quite happy that when the introductions were made, I heard that there were four officials. So we were going to get comprehensive responses from the issues that were raised there, because this government, we work together, all of us. So in light of the fact that it looks like the officials are not ready, they thought that I had a discussion with somebody and I said things are going to be taken somewhere else. So I'm not sure whether should we insist on getting the briefing now, because quite clearly it looks like we are not ready. If you are ready, you've got the documents, we don't have the document. What we have is from environmental affairs. So I think if I were to suggest way forward, I was going to suggest that take the notes that we're making. If you don't have more, you must just liaise with the content advisor of our portfolio committee, Doc. He will give you a list of the majority of the issues that were raised, and then prepare accordingly so that when we schedule this responses, the meeting where we're going to be responded to, you are also ready, and then you distribute that to the committee secretary, and then she can then distribute the documentation to us. So that when you come, you are ready, you can be able to take us through that this is what was raised, this is what is happening in the department, in that area, and all of that. And we will take that information after we adopt our committee report, and we will take it to agriculture. Is that fine? Okay. Everybody is happy? Okay. So I think we are going to proceed like that. So we will invite you again to come and join us. When you are ready with the responses and you have sent it to us, we will give you a slot just to brief us on the issues that were raised there. And then for the department, I hope you listen to us, Judy and Obani. And I know there are other officials here. We will schedule this first thing when we come back. I don't know what is on the draft program. The briefing on annual reports. Okay. Yeah, so I'm told the first week is the annual reports briefing. So I didn't see the annual report of the department. I only saw four entities. So it might be possible, because we've got the whole week, to still slot in this feedback when we come back in October. First week, I think it's something that we can do. And then we will take it from there. Hopefully by then, Radia will be available. And please bring whoever is relevant. Whoever who has got made input. I know there is a team in the department which was responsible for this drafting, and then they've been going through the motions. Bring all of them here, like you normally do when we deal with other matters. Legislation is quite a serious matter. Bring everybody who's relevant, who can answer the questions that we'll be asking, who can respond to the comments that we made. Judy is still new there in the department, in the branch. I don't know whether she'll be able to answer even a single question about this. Maybe she's quite fast, she can learn quickly and she will be able to respond. But bring the relevant officials. I know Dr. Mike Iso is still around. I know that he's the advisor to the DG now. Is he?
Yes.
So he's not lost. He's still in the department. Please ask him to come and be with us, join us as we discuss this thing. So next time we are not going to adjourn the meeting on account of people not being here, because it's a waste of time, it's a waste of resources. You can just look on the table, too much paper on the table, all this thing is going to waste. So I hope this thing is for the last time. We will really even communicate to the DG, to the minister, that this thing mustn't happen. We do not want to have this kind of a situation. At least we are now fine with the minister. We had our discussion on Tuesday, and we are fine. We can sort our issues out with the minister and then get undermined by the officials. I mean, that will not happen. But anyway, we are done now. Actually, we are not done with anything. We just wasted our time coming here. But have a safe flight back. Today is our last day as members here. We are rising today. So members are flying out, so you can change your flight to an earlier period. So yeah, the meeting is adjourned.
You know what?
Don't make me.